Teach me, Lord, to wear down glory. Till in this morning, are you aware where you are standing? Standing in the presence of the Lord. Oh, many go to his presence and they never come back the same. Moses went to his presence, and when he came back, the glory of the Lord shone upon his face, that even man could not look at him. Oh, we know of that woman with the blood issue. Oh, she went to meet him. She never came back the same. Oh, we know of the Canaanite woman. Oh, who had her daughter sick. Oh, she went. Oh, she got her daughter healed. Oh, but there are some also who go and come back the worse, the rich young ruler. But we believe this morning, we are not like the rich young ruler, but we are, oh, just like Moses. Oh, that the Shekinah glory this morning will overshadow us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, will the musicians come back? Oh, as we are standing on these holy grounds, come and give us that song. And let us submit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. Let's surrender to him. We are standing on the holy grounds. Oh, how many believe that? Amen. Standing in his presence this morning. The Lord is here. Amen. Oh, to fulfill the needs of his children. Amen. Oh, because he promised so, that where two or three are gathered together in his name, There he is in their midst. He's here, my brother. He's here, my sister. He knows what is upon your heart. And he's going to meet you according to his riches in glory. Oh, my brother, musicians, give us that song. Standing in the holy grounds. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have the privilege this morning. Oh, thank you, oh God. Hallelujah.
All around.
Yes, 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 yes. The angels are around this morning. Oh, let us praise Jesus now. Oh, we are standing in his presence. Oh, standing in the holy ground. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God. Oh, what a grace. Grace that, Lord, we have. Oh, to be standing no other place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the week that is gone. Thank you, the Lord, you've ushered us into the beginning of another week. Oh, we thank you. Thank you for our homes. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. Oh, there's no one like unto you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I enter into his presence this morning. Enter into his presence this morning.
I enter the holies of holies.
Oh, do you believe it? Do you believe that you've entered into the holies of holies? Oh, yes, sir. Because that is his dwelling place. That is the only place you will meet him. Oh, let us go out from the outer courts and enter into the holies of holies. We worship you this morning. We worship you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I worship.
Lord, my brother, just raise up your hand and say, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I worship you, Lord, this morning. I give you the glory, Lord, this morning, because your grace has been sufficient for me, Lord. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord Jesus. The Lord is in this hour, Lord. I feel the blood circulating in my body. It proves that, Lord Jesus, of the truth, you are the life. Thank you for the resurrection this morning. Oh, blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Oh, what a grace. What grace, what grace, what grace. Once again, I enter once again. I enter once again. Thank you. bless your name.
I bless your name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, I bless your name. I bless your name, Lord. I bless your name, Lord. Give you honor, oh, I give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. Heavenly Father, your children bless your name this morning because you deserve the praise, Lord. Father, yesterday night we just went to our beds. We just lost into slumber. But Father, because you are the life, the resurrection, oh, when day was about to break, oh God, you touched our body. Oh, to make it alive again. Oh, blood circulating through our bodies. And Father, you resurrected us, Lord. Oh, it's a proof that, oh Lord Jesus, oh, no matter what comes upon us, we will one day, oh Lord, oh Father, meet you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, we thank you for this morning, a bright morning like this. Yes, Lord. Oh, a wonderful time like this, oh God. Amen. Grace, oh, sufficient, Lord, amen, for us to find ourselves in no other place, Lord. But in your presence, O God. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, there has been requests here that have been prayed over. And Father, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, oh, that the requests have already been answered. Amen. So, Father, this morning, as your children wait upon you, God. Father, we are all with the expectation, O God. Yes, Lord. Oh, the Lord, you speak to us through your word, O God. Amen. The word of life, O Lord. That, Father, as we have come to your presence, we will never go back the same. Amen. Lord, we live here, Lord. Oh, completely, oh God, enclosed by you, Lord. Yes. Filled in us, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 God richly bless you. And amen. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I bring greetings also from brethren in Italy. They all bless you all, and they salute all of you. It has been a real good time with them. And last Wednesday, or last Friday, instead, the brethren who were here, I was telling them that, brethren, look, the way how the people are now looking for the truth. Jehovah Witnesses now looking for the truth. My brethren, we got to be very careful. Praise the Lord. Because God is doing what is calling his children from among the denominations. So we are already seated. We are in it. But how are we handling ourselves? Brethren, questions that they asked. And I was telling them a testimony that when I went the first time, one of them said, a lady, said, look, all my trousers, I destroy everything. And she told me that it is not even the dress, but right inside here, she feels a change. Amen. Amen. And the second time when I went, the other day I was on the, he called us on the Skype with myself and my wife, and he said, I have a good news. I said, what good news? He said, look, all my high heels and all the dirty things, I've thrown everything away. Amen. I said, oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
People looking for the truth. Amen. And we are seated by it. What are we doing by it? My brother, this morning, we are going to look into our studies, which we have been studying through the Wednesdays. And I want to take the opportunity to close that studies this morning. But for the sake of as many that have not been, for good reasons, they have not been coming to Wednesday's meetings for these studies, we will just go through right from the beginning. Amen. And then end it up today. Amen. It is building a house for God.
Amen.
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 Building a house for God. God is looking for a tabernacle to dwell in. And he said he cannot dwell in any house that has been made by hands. He wants a spiritual house to dwell in. Praise be to God. Will you please give me the table whilst we read the word of God. Let's turn to 2 Peter 1:1-9. Whilst you put the pyramid after we read it. Let's hear the word of God. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Peter is addressing us this morning. Amen. Amen. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to the glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Dear Heavenly Father, this is your word, O God.
Amen.
Even as Peter said, your word never came by private interpretation or by the will of man. But the Lord Jesus, every word of yours, O Lord, has been inspired.
Yes.
And it is profitable for your children.
Amen.
For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions, Lord.
Yes.
Unto good works.
Amen.
Father, we pray that this morning you lay your hands upon your own word, O God. And let all the blessings, the good works, O Lord Jesus, the reproofs, the rebukes, Lord, whatever, how it will come, Lord, prepare our hearts to receive them, Lord. And let us not be only hearers of God, but let us be doers of your word, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Please, can you give us the pyramid? Amen. Yes. Now here is Peter addressing, and the prophet said, Peter was speaking to the church, and we are the church this morning. Amen. And so these words are coming from God, because as we said in Peter, what Peter himself wrote here, that knowing this first, that the prophecies of this, that knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God, see, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 So all these things never comes from the will of man. Never comes by the interpretation of man, but from God himself. Amen. Speaking through his holy man. Amen. So this morning, if the word of God says, grace be unto you, it's from God himself. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you this morning. It's a greeting from our own Father. Amen. So the prophet was saying that Simon Peter here was speaking to the church, and he's speaking to us this morning. And he said, it was to them that have obtained precious faith. To them that have obtained precious faith. See? Through what? Through the righteousness of God. Faith through the righteousness of God. Not faith through man. Not faith through education. Not faith through the law. Praise God. But through the righteousness of God. That kind of faith we are talking about. Because there are some people that put their faith in a man. And if you put your faith in a man, the Bible says you are cursed. Let's turn to Jeremiah 17. Put your faith in a man, you are cursed, my brother, my sister. Your faith in anything, you are cursed. Put your faith in God. Amen. Jeremiah 17, 5 to 8. He said, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Your heart departed from the Lord, being disobedient to the word of God. For he shall be like a heath in the desert. Heath is what? Something dry. And something dry again in the desert. You could just imagine how it will be. Amen. And he said, and it shall not see the good cometh. When good is coming, he will never see it. But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land, and not inhabited. See? But now let's look at verse 7. That is what we must be. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Amen. And whose hope in the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters. Amen. And spreadeth, you see, that spreadeth out her roots by the river. See? Your roots going through by the river. So always you are what? You are fresh.
and shall not see when heat cometh. You see? When heat cometh, you never see it because your roots are soaking what? That coolness from the waters. Amen. So heat, you don't know what is heat. Because you are drawing something that always comes, cools the body.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. But her leaf shall be green. Your leaf shall be always green. And shall not be careful in the year of drought. So when even it doesn't rain, oh, there is what? There is a source where he's drawing.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. No matter how on the earth today, how the world is going, we have a message.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have a message that we are drawing from it, Lord.
Amen.
And he said, neither, I love this one, neither shall cease from yielding fruits.
Amen.
See, dry season, you are yielding fruits. Anywhere you go, you are yielding the fruits of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You are not like what? The chameleon. You know chameleon? That lizard. When you put him here, he will change the color. The whole skin will change red. Put him on the black there, he will change black. You see? Always changing. Don't be like a chameleon. You come to church like what? A holy man, a holy lady. But when you go out, it is different life.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, he said he will never cease yielding fruits. The fruits of the Spirit. Wherever he goes, you see what? The fruits of the Lord, the Spirit in her life. You see it in his life. Oh, no brother is here. No sister is here. Pastor is not here. And so, pass through a small corner and then begin to what? Take some alcohol. Oh, a little smoke here. I know nobody does that here.
Right.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But I know back in my country, Ghana, lot of them, you know, in Africa, we have these small shops where they sell strong drinks. Huh? They will just pass there and then they take one and feel really good. And then you see him back again in the church praising God. Oh, you are a chameleon, my brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So here it is. He said, Simon Peter, the prophet said, Simon Peter here addressing the church this morning. Not by his own private interpretation. But by the move of the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and me who have escaped the corruption of the world. See? He's speaking to people that have escaped the corruption of this world. The world is corrupt, my brother. The world is corrupt, my sister. And this message is for people that have escaped from this corruption. If you haven't, my brother, my sister, this morning, you are in his presence.
Amen.
Escape from it.
Amen.
Seek his presence.
Amen.
There's nothing good over there.
Amen. That's right.
The world can never give you life.
Amen.
It will give you sickness.
Amen.
It will give you death.
Amen.
But there is only one place where there is life.
Mm.
In the presence of God.
Right.
Whereby you move bearing the fruits of his Spirit. Oh, my brother, my sister. This morning, don't live here the same.
Amen.
He's here to change every life. Something that has been so much on you that it has been very difficult for you to put down.
Amen.
Leave it here.
Amen. That's right.
Here before him.
Amen.
Say, cast your burdens upon me.
Amen.
The prophet said, faith holds the key to unlock Christ.
Amen.
Faith holds the key to unlock Christ. We are coming to the house now. It's only faith that unlocks Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And now God is looking for a place to dwell, a tabernacle to dwell. And this is the tabernacle he wants to dwell in. He wants to dwell in you. Amen. Walk in you. Live in you. So that you can reflect him. That is all what the Lord is looking for. My brother, my sister, don't close your door. Open your door this morning. Amen. Let the Lord come in. Fill yourself with these things that we are going to talk about. Let it be filled. Say, Lord, this morning I raise up my hand. This morning, oh God, I've surrendered everything. I'm taking your word. Oh, praise the Lord. So in our studies, we found out that God is looking for a tabernacle to dwell in. And Solomon built him one. Solomon built him one. But God said, howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophets. See, if you want that scripture, it's Acts 7, 48 and 49. He said, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me? His throne is up there. And as he has his footstool, what house can you build? Solomon built him a house. But he said, I don't live in a house that has been what? Has been made by what? Hands. Amen. The dwelling place of the living God is not a house built by hand. And then let me quote something from the prophet here. It's now, he said, now building a house, Brother Wood, and some of these carpenters and contractors here could tell us how to build your house, see? But I'm going to tell you how to build your spiritual house where God can dwell. He wants to dwell in you. He wants to make you like himself. He wants you to be reflecting his being. Amen. Oh, I'm the message book, The Stature of a Perfect Man, verse 135, that's where I've read this from now. He wants to dwell in you. Amen. Amen. And those who followed the studies throughout, you remember we said every house needs a foundation. If you are building a house, the house needs what? A foundation. And that foundation must be very strong. Amen. Amen. The foundation must be very, very strong. So let us be like that wise man Jesus Christ was talking about. That he built his house upon what? Upon the rocks. Oh, hallelujah. And the rains descended. And the winds came. And the storm beat upon that house. But it never fell. Because it has been built upon what? A strong foundation. The rock. And who is that rock? Jesus Christ himself. Amen. So your faith, the foundation we're going to talk about, it must be built upon Christ, the rock. Because there's going to be a lot of what? Lot of trials, difficulties, that is going to beat upon you. But because you are standing, on that holy grounds, on that rock of ages, it can never fall. Nothing can bring you down. So the foundation must be what? Must be very strong. Oh, even our own house, when we are building our own houses, we try to make sure that the foundation is strong. Laying real what? Concrete before we build upon it. Then building a house for God, you just do it haphazardly? Oh, no, sir. Oh, praise God. Your own house, you won't do it that way. What about the house of God? Oh, the faith of foundation must be Christ himself. Amen. Amen. See, faith is such a great thing that even when God himself was what? Forming this earth. Turn to Genesis. He said what? When he was, let's go to other Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. What did he say there? How the world was made. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained good reports. See? Through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God. See? Faith is not what is small. God himself building this world for us to live in. It has to be what? Faith. Praise God. It has to be faith. Because he said the earth was without form, void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. See? And then what happened? The Spirit of God moved over what? The darkness. And he said, let there be light.
Amen.
And there was light. Faith!
That's right.
Something that was not there. Oh, faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
So he spoke it. Light was not there. But God hoped for it. Amen.
That's right.
Evidence of things not seen. It wasn't there. So the world was framed by what? By faith, the word of God. Let there be light, and there was light.
Amen.
My brother, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, as we just read. And the prophet said, you do not feel faith. You can never feel faith.
Amen.
You cannot taste faith.
Amen.
You cannot smell faith. You cannot see faith. And so it becomes what? A substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
The evidence of things not seen. My brother, let's gather that kind of faith.
Amen.
That kind of faith is what should be the foundation of the house.
Amen.
And where is the house? Your very house.
Amen.
This very body. He said, ye are the temples of the living God. Ye are the temples of the living God. Whom he wants, said he wants to dwell in you.
Amen.
And walk in you. Amen.
Amen.
And so, in our studies we saw that faith has no hindrance. So let not anything hinder your life. Faith has no hindrance.
Amen.
You are building the foundation for your house now. Don't allow anything to hinder you.
Amen.
Believe it and let it come to pass in your life.
Amen.
That faith has no hindrance. I don't need to go on because I don't need to explain more because we have a very long way to go this morning. But we mentioned of that Canaanite woman, the woman from Canaan. You see, the prophet said the daughter was sick. And she heard about what? Jesus Christ. That the man can heal all manner of diseases. And so when he heard that Jesus had come to the coast of what? Sidon. It was close to where she was living. Said, no, today I had to go and meet this man.
Amen.
Amen. And I will never come back with a sick child. See? And he said, the prophet said, right from home, there were what? Hindrances.
Amen. That's right.
They told her, look, you are a Samaritan and he's a Jew. And you know, there's nothing to, the Samaritans have nothing, the Jews have nothing to do with what? We the Samaritans. First hindrance, he brushed it off.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen. She brushed that one off. First hindrance, right from her home. And then when he came to Jesus, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When you have come even to his presence, there are hindrances, my brother.
Amen.
And those hindrances are even greater.
Amen.
The first one came from the disciples. When she was crying, "Oh, you son of David, have mercy upon me," the disciples became a hindrance. Said, "Master, why don't you send this woman away? She's just crying after us." See that hindrance? She never bought. She was still following Christ. Amen. That kind of faith.
Amen.
Amen. No hindrance. Then the greatest of all hindrance came. Jesus Christ himself telling her, "Look, I never came for you people, you dogs. I came for what? The lost sheep of the house of God." Faith, no hindrance. He said, "Yes, Master.
Amen.
I support that I'm a dog."
Amen.
And so the prophet said, faith will admit every word to be truth.
Amen.
Faith will accept every word to be the truth.
Amen.
He will say amen to it.
Amen.
No matter how it's rebuking.
Amen.
No matter how it's killing you.
Amen.
As long as it's the word of God,
amen,
you will say amen to it.
Amen.
That kind of faith.
Amen.
God is looking for the house that you need to build for him.
Amen.
So he said, "You dog." He said, "Yes, I accept it." Amen.
Amen.
Tell someone that you, spiritually, tell somebody something right now. The way how probably he will squeeze his face or her face. But my brother, that's the word of God.
Amen.
Brighten your face with a smile and say, "Amen."
Amen.
The word of God. And there is no life anywhere,
amen,
you ever meet than this word of God.
That's right.
Amen. He said, "Yes, I accept it that I'm a dog. But Master, you know, this wee dog, the dogs, you know, when the master eats, when they fall, some falls into the ground. They eat also. It's the same food on the table.
Amen.
They are also eating."
Amen.
"Oh, and so I accept it." Oh, Jesus said, "What? What kind of faith it is?
Amen.
I've never seen any faith like this."
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Never seen faith like this. He said, "Woman, your faith has healed your daughter."
Amen.
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 No hindrance. No hindrance. Faith has no hindrance. And faith will always say what? Amen to the word of God.
Amen.
That kind of faith we need to build the house of God, the temple of God, where God wants to live in.
Amen.
My brother, there are a lot of many, those who came to the studies, they already know. We called a number of them. Amen. But let's move on. And then he said, faith is when you are persuaded.
Amen.
Faith is when you are persuaded that all things,
amen,
all things,
amen,
are possible,
amen,
to them that believe.
Amen.
You got to be persuaded that way.
Amen.
That all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
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 And we call that same another woman again with the blood issue.
Amen.
12 years bleeding. Our sisters, even 5 days, see the way how sometimes you get yourself so much troubled. But this 12 years every day, calculate the number of days. Seeing blood. Maybe she has grown very lean. She has no friends. Even if they accuse her that she's a witch. But that day, faith cometh by what? Faith cometh by what?
Amen.
Hearing the word of God.
Amen.
She heard the word of God.
Amen.
She heard that there was a man.
Amen.
That even the storms, the billows, do obey him.
Amen.
Peace be still.
Amen.
He heard that there is a man that can feed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
Amen.
He heard that a man that can walk over the sea.
Amen.
A man that heals a man of diseases. Faith, faith, burden in her. He said, "I'm not an exception. I believe him. I've not seen him yet, but I believe. I'm persuaded. I am persuaded that all things work together to them that believe. I believe. Amen. I believe. She set forth, and you know the story already. There is no promise. She has never received any promise that if you hold the hem of his dress, you'll be healed. But persuaded. Amen. Persuaded that all things are possible. So I will hold the hem, and I believe I'll be healed. Amen. And something happened to Jesus. He said, who touched me? The disciples started to query him. Oh, Master, look at how people, everybody is touching you. Everybody wants to touch you. He said, no, this someone has touched me. Amen. Because virtue has gone out of me. Amen. Virtue has gone out of me. And he turned and saw the woman. He said, Lord, forgive me. He said, no, praise the Lord. Amen. Your faith has healed you. Because he knew everything that was going on in the woman. And that was the end. Straight away, the blood ceased. Amen. Persuaded. He said, virtue has gone out of me. So we go to the second step. Virtue had gone out of me. Amen. Go to the second step. Virtue. Mm. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the prophet said, we read here in the book of Luke, and he said, virtue went out of him. Is that right? Amen. If we are going to be like him, we must have virtue then. Amen. We also must have virtue. Amen. We must have it like him. If virtue went from him to heal the woman that was sick, he's expecting the same virtue in his church. Expecting the same virtue. Amen. In you, my brother. In you, my sister. The same virtue he's expecting in you. Amen. Because he said, because he is our example. And if he had virtue to give to the people, he expects us to have virtue to give also to the people. Amen. Amen. And before you can let it out, you must have it first. You must have virtue. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, he says something here. He said, what if someone tried to draw virtue out from us? You think that virtue is talking about is only what? It's only healing. It's not only healing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's not only healing he's talking about. Look, virtue is all these things. Knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, faith. They are all virtues. Praise the Lord. They are all virtues. So when we're talking about virtues, not the question of only healing. Amen. Somebody may come to you. Oh, he wants the knowledge, something from the scripture. He's having problems. Can he draw something out from you? If you yourself have not been drawing from the source. That is it. If you have not been drawing from the original source. When somebody approaches you and want to draw virtue of the word from you. How are you going to? The other day I was saying, oh brothers, if somebody asks you why your wife is not wearing earrings. Oh, will you be able to tell him? Drawing from here. Ask yourself. And we talk of what? The lily flower. Amen. He said the lily flower is always, every day, is drawing virtue from what? From the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Drawing virtue. And then he breathes out his petals so beautiful. See? After you have drawn, you come out so beautiful. Not beautiful outside, but beautiful inside. When people see you, they come to you. Because the life, you see, the way how you speak, your temperance, your patience, your godliness, your brotherly kindness is drawing people to you. And so when the lily flower opens his petals, he has drawn sufficiently. And so the bees will come. The bees will come and they will be sucking the nectar. Oh, anytime the bees come, they will be sucking because the lily flower itself, every day is sucking what? From the right source. So it is always available. The prophet said, let us not be, when people come to draw virtue from us, let us not be insufficient fund. Amen. Come to draw virtue, insufficient fund. You don't have it. I said, listen, I don't know. Last time a pastor was saying it, I've forgotten the place where. Oh, insufficient fund. My brother, my sister, what did God tell Joshua? He said, this book, these words, are mine. Meditate upon it day and night. Oh, hallelujah. That's the word of God, my brother. We are on virtue. So if you don't have it, when people come to you, it will be what? Insufficient fund. Just like you go to a cash machine and there's no cash in, you put your card in. Or maybe your card itself has no money on it. You see? Your card. Eh? Brother John. Brother David. Your card has no money on it. You put it inside. Then it's written the insufficient fund. See? You don't have sufficient. Oh, praise the Lord. Let us not be spiritually insufficient fund. And he said, somebody looking at you as a Christian. Listen, somebody looking at you as a Christian. And tomorrow, he see you here carrying on like a sinner. Not much virtue can be drawn from you. Amen. Not much virtue can be drawn from you. Today he sees you going to church so nice. Then the next day he saw you with somebody just arguing. Oh my. Is it not this man I met, this lady I met, so nice going to church? Now look at him arguing. Oh, my brother, my sister. Let's watch this thing. So, then it comes to, so the question, virtue is what? It's knowledge. Virtue is what? It's knowledge. Also. So we need that same knowledge. And what does the prophet say about knowledge? The prophet said, knowledge. I've forgotten one of the virtues. Oh my. Let me just say it. One of the examples. It's Peter and John, you know the story already. Amen. Oh, when they have stayed in the upper room and have drawn the virtues. Oh, hallelujah. When it has come upon them, they were filled with the virtue. So that day when they went to what? To that temple called Beautiful, at the gates sat that man who had been born lame. From birth, he had been lame. And then he's been there all these years, asking for alms. Amen. When they saw Peter and John, he stretched forth his hand, looking for alms. What did they say? So, these worldly things, we don't have them. Amen. Silver and gold we don't have. But as much that we have, we give unto you. Amen. Oh, the virtue that they have, they give unto you. Right. Said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk. Amen. They have drawn, they've stayed in the upper room, have received all the virtue. The power of the Holy Spirit has filled them so much. Amen. So they were doing the same thing as Jesus Christ did. If we will wait on day that wait upon the Lord, we'll renew their strength. Let's wait upon you and renew our strength every day. my brother, so that when someone comes to us and wants to draw virtue, oh, they'll be sufficient all the time. Amen. The prophet said, knowledge. Whom shall he teach knowledge? He said, them that have been weaned from the milk. See? Amen. Have been drawn from the breast. My brethren, we are adults. Amen. We are adults. Let us not continue to act as what? We are still children. Amen. That we need the milk of the word. See? Let us watch these things. We need, you see, my brother, we need that the knowledge, not the prophet said, not the knowledge of this world. Not the knowledge of this world. But the knowledge of what? Of the word. Heavenly knowledge. Holy Ghost knowledge. Spiritual knowledge. Godly knowledge. For you, I said, for you to be able to do what? The prophet said, to judge right from wrong. Amen. You need that knowledge to judge right from wrong. It brings you what? That spirit of discernment. For you to know that this is wrong, this is right. Even when somebody speaks, you can know behind what is there. Oh, hallelujah. It is no magic. It's what? The Spirit of God. And we there has been what? A number of encounters. Jesus Christ had met with what? The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes. Number of encounters. But because of his godly knowledge, because of his spiritual knowledge, Holy Ghost knowledge, all the time the people, they go back ashamed. You know that encounter already. He said, the Pharisees, they took counsel how they might entangle him. See? Amen. He was not there. They met how they can entangle him. And so, they sent their disciples and the Herodians. See, Herod disciples. Send them to go and ask him. About what? Paying tax. Go. And he said, they went. And they asked, tell us therefore. He said, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of man. Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar? Or not. See? They planned. Oh, my brother, my sister. A question. Thank God when I went, the Holy Spirit was able to answer questions. Amen. My brother's questions that came. I say, Lord, I thank you that you have been able to answer these people. Amen. Praise the Lord. One of these prayer meetings, I'll bring all the questions and we will study it here. Amen. Amen. Because of that knowledge. But he said, Jesus perceived their wickedness. See, he perceived it. He saw it. Discernment. He saw that this is a planned thing. See? And he told them. He said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? You see? Why tempt me? There's a scripture that I should have read. That's Hebrews 5, 12 to 14, but let's go on. And he said, show me the tribute money. And they brought him a penny. And he asked them, whose image and superscription is upon it? He said, what? Caesar. Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's and what? You see, and the Bible says, and when they heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. See? They marveled. troubled. He has answered the question. Praise the Lord. Amen. My brethren, let us wait upon the Lord. Let's go into his word and always fill ourselves with the knowledge of God. The prophet said there is one man he likes so much. He said, Paul, I like Paul saying these things. That Paul never was a person that liked to stay too long at one place. Don't stay too long at one place. It makes you stagnant. Amen. Any stagnant water will take all kinds of debt. But when it is flowing, it carries all the debt away. Oh, praise the Lord. So he said, don't stay at that. One thing I said, he liked to move into deeper things. So one time the scripture, he said, I forget those things which are in the past. I press on towards the mark. Praise the Lord. Amen. Press on always towards that mark. The excellency, the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then we came to temperance. See, when they came, Jesus had what? That temperance for them. Praise the Lord. You need that for the house. When you take the dictionary will tell you temperance means to stop alcohol. When you take the dictionary will tell you temperance means to stop alcohol. And the prophet said, no. That is not the meaning of what? Temperance here in the word of God. He said, temperance doesn't mean stop drinking alcohol here. No. Temperance doesn't mean alcoholic cure. Amen. Not in this case. He said, this is Bible temperance. Amen. And we are talking about Holy Spirit temperance. Amen. And this temperance is what? How to control your tongue. Amen. How to control your tongue. He said you should not be a tattler. See? A gossiper. How to control your temper. And not to fly off every time anybody speaks cross to you. You fly over. Somebody will speak cross to you. But because you have that virtue of temperance, you know how to answer that person. Amen. Amen. You know how to answer that person. It's a temperance, how to answer in kindness when wrath is spoke to you. That's what the prophet is saying. Temperance, how to answer in kindness when wrath is spoke to you. Amen. When you are riled upon, you don't rile back. Amen. As the scripture also says, recompense what? To no man evil to evil. See? Recompense to no man evil for evil. But be able to overcome evil. How do you overcome evil? He said, overcome evil with what? Good. Amen. Amen. Let them come with their evil. Amen. Overcome that evil with what? With goodness. Amen. You are building the house for God. With all this, you are preparing the place for the Almighty God to come and live in. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance. Amen. Oh, how can God come and live in a house where always you are angry? Small thing, it takes you off. Yes! The Bible says we will be angry. Amen. Amen. Jesus said it. You can't stop it. You'll be angry. But he said, don't allow the sun to go over your anger. That's right. Amen. Your brother does something to you. Your sister does something to you. You still keep it here. You go to your bed and sleep. And then you still pray. The thing is still here. Oh, my brother, God can never live in that house. God can never live in that house. Let it go, my brother. Don't hold anything here against anyone. whether a believer or an unbeliever, don't hold anything here against anyone, my brother. Oh, because he himself is without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle, a holy God. He wants to live where holiness is. You know, when the children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, and sin came into the camp, God told Moses, so move the ark of God out from the camp. Put it far away, because God can never live with what? With sin. So it was moved outside the camp. And the Bible says, anyone who wants to go to the presence of the Lord must go beyond the camp. Amen. Amen. Going beyond the camp. My brother, my sister, if there is anything in you today, go beyond that camp.
Amen.
Go beyond that camp, my brother. And go and meet him. Praise the Lord. And you never come back the same. Then we came to what? Patience. He said, patience for what? What's patient with what? He said, have patience with God.
Amen.
Have patience with God.
Amen.
Amen. When we have one good example, that's Abraham. Abraham had patience for God. 25 years, he was still believing. He said, Abraham staggered not. He staggered not in his faith. That as long as God has spoken, it will come to pass.
Amen.
As long as God has said that there is no barrenness in the house of God, I will believe it and hold on to it.
Amen.
That one day I believe. Oh, yes, sir. The word of God will fulfill in my life.
Amen.
But because right in the Bible here, oh, the barren women, they all had children.
Amen.
And he's that same God today.
Amen.
Just keep on believing.
Amen.
Just have the patience.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. And the prophet called these three Hebrew children. He called these three Hebrew children. They believed God. God said, I will be with you all the time.
Mm.
Bow not unto what? Any other God.
Mm.
And they did it. They didn't bow. And they had to face what? Punishment. Right into what? Into the furnace of fire. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet said, they knew that, oh, God would surely protect us. God will surely intercede. See, first, remember, said the prophet, they believe that God will come and intercede at that moment.
Amen.
He said, when they took one step towards the furnace, God was not there.
Amen.
The second step, God was not there. The third step, God was not there. Now, the heat was coming. Oh, but they had patience for God.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. The heat was coming. Oh, my brother, if it were to be you now, the heat is now. Say, brother, let us go back. Let's go and bow. Because the heat is so great. But they still move forward towards it.
Amen.
The heat. Now the people taking them along, they have all fallen down.
That's right.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Mm. They had patience. Till they came to the mouth of the distance, the heat was beating them. Oh my. They still had patience for God.
Amen.
Till they were pushed in. And the prophet said, before they could hit the bottom, there stood him.
Amen.
Amen. Before you hit the bottom, my brother, he will be there.
Amen.
Have patience for him. He wants this kind of patience in your life. Praise God. Wait on him. One day, he will manifest himself to you. He will show his what? Unfailing love. He will show to you that, look, I will be with you. All time. Let the devil push you to the wall. Never give up. Have patience for God.
Amen.
Just keep on believing.
Amen.
Amen. Keep on believing, my sister. My brother, keep on believing. Amen. Hold on to his unfailing word, unfailing promises. This morning, my brother,
Amen.
Hold the word of God before you leave here. There is something that is going to fix to happen. And the Lord will prove himself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the house. Patience. Let's have that patience for him. Amen.
Amen.
Then we come to what? Godliness. The prophet said, what is godliness? Godliness means to be like God. Amen.
Amen.
To be like God. We always sing that song. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long. To be like him. All through life's journey. From earth to glory. I only ask to be like him. And we sing it every day. Is it right from your heart? Is it right from your heart? Do you mean? See, when you are singing, look at the words. And let those words be ringing in your heart. Not just reading it, because anyone that has gone to school can take this book and read. Amen. But it has to take what? The Spirit of God. Oh, to get what? Oh, the revelation of God's word.
Amen.
Amen. The Jehovah Witnesses people that I met over there, I said, you are witnesses, isn't it? He said, how could you be a witness for God? How could you be a witness? I said, look, let me show you something. I said, ten to Acts of Apostles. I said, ten to Acts of Apostles. In your own Bible, you ten, because I have their Bible also in the house. I said, ten to the Acts of Apostles. I said, let us read from chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Give it to me. Acts of Apostles 7 and 8. Acts, not Isaiah. The book of Acts. Okay, let's read. And he said unto them, it is not, they asked, let's read from 6, that when they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Because they are always, they are the kingdom, everyday kingdom. Okay. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times of the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power. Now listen. Then I said, listen closely here. You Jehovah Witness people, listen closely. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses.
Amen.
See? And you people don't believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. How can you be a witness of God? Here is the scripture. You must receive, he said, receive the power and the Holy Spirit. Then you can be a witness.
Amen.
Amen. Because the Holy Spirit is the teacher.
Amen.
Is the guide.
Amen.
And so without the teacher, without the guide, what do you go out to teach the people? Amen. They look at the scripture, look at it. They see that, yes, this is the truth. Amen. The truth is nowhere. Said, the word of God is in your mouth. It is not in heaven. That we should ask, who will go over there and bring the word of God to us? Or is it over what? Over the seas. that who will cross over the sea. He said the word of God is with you.
Amen.
Amen. It's in your mouth. It's only for you, oh God. It's only for you, my brother, my sister. Oh, to surrender yourself and totally give yourself unto the Lord and meditate upon it day and night.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. So to be like him, we need to be like him. Truly, we need to be like him. So my brother, my sister, we go on to, because we need to run faster. Now we came to, from there we came to brotherly kindness. Amen. Ah, brotherly kindness. He said, we need a type of patience Moses had. The Holy Ghost patience to work through what? Brotherly kindness. You see that all these things, as the prophet said, is that they had to vulcanize. They had to vulcanize. You know what? How to vulcanize what? Many of you didn't see it because you are young. But I saw it. My father was running a filling station. So even as a very small boy, I was able to vulcanize people's tube. You know, before, there's no, the, our tires were not tubeless. You had to put the what? Tube inside. A soft one. You put it inside. And when something chokes the outside, it chokes the tube, your tire goes off. So you had to bring it. And then we take off the tube. And you know what? There is a, we use a, something like a rough, this to rough the place where where it pinched. Yeah, you clean the place. Then there is a sticky, we call it Dunlop. Dunlop, they have some sticky this in it. Glue. You put it there. And then there is something like a plaster. Yeah? You put it on top, then you have something set like a fire. You put it under. There is a place you press and it become tight, and then the fire will be what? And then the heat will be what? Melting that the plaster you've put on it, plus the glue and everything, and it becomes tight to what? The tube. So the plaster and the tube becomes one. Amen. That is vulcanized. What the prophet says, that all these things need to be what? Vulcanized. Amen. Amen. That you cannot separate one from another.
Amen.
The house of God. Like you are laying what? Bricks. You put one brick, you put mortar. You put another one, you put mortar. You put another one. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that they all stick together.
That's right.
Amen. They got to vulcanize together. And so you see that the prophet is saying here that we need a type of what? Patience. Moses' patience. You see? A Holy Ghost patience to work through brotherly kindness. So even brotherly kindness will need patience. Brotherly kindness will need godliness. Brotherly kindness will need knowledge, virtue, faith. Amen. They all vulcanize together. And you know the story already. These people, how they made even Moses to sin. They made Moses to sin till Moses could not what? Step onto the promised land. See? Just one day he got impatient. One day Moses got impatient. And when God has instructed him, speak to the rock. Because of anger, he took the rod and hit what? The rock. Amen. The water came all right, but God said, you have failed. You didn't listen to my instructions. Look at a man that has surrendered himself to God all this journey. One impatient caused him to step into the what? The promised land. And then, these people that made him to commit that mistake, now God wants to destroy them. Oh, praise the Lord. God wants to destroy them. He said, Moses, separate yourself. Let me consume these people. Said Moses threw himself on the bridge. Said, Lord, forgive them. Brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness. People that have suffered you. And now they are going to receive their punishment. Say, God, go ahead. Finish all of them. Because God was going to do what? He was going to raise another what? Another people who are even stronger, greater than these people. He just said, God, just finish them. But not Moses. Amen. Brotherly kindness. That kind of kindness, God wants us. The house that he wants to come and live in, we must have all this. Big, big, big heart for everything. To consume everything. Good. All these things that will come, you are ready to say amen. Oh, glory be to God. Brotherly kindness. And then he called about what? The Good Samaritan. Look at the Good Samaritan. We have already noted. The Samaritan, a Jew, had been what? Knocked down on the road. And he was dying. His fellow Jew, a minister, came in and saw it. He said, he passed the other side here. He's gone. He said, another one came. For him, he went and looked at him. Oh, off, he's gone. But this Samaritan, a Jew who always looked down upon them. They always looked down upon them. But yet, he picked him up. Amen. Amen. That kind of brotherly kindness, my brother. Even someone, the one that what has been what being a thorn in your flesh, when you see him in trouble, don't just leave him. Amen. Amen. Show that brotherly kindness. Praise God. Amen. Oh, and so you see that it's all moving on to what? Something so great. Now you have gotten all these seven. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. Amen. You've gotten all of them. But my brother, that is not the end. Because the devil also have people that have all this. Amen. Amen. The devil has people that have all this. They walk like angels. With their long cap. They walk. You know the one I'm talking about?
Amen.
Blessing the people like this. They have, the devil has people with all this. But he's saying here that if it is not, if the Holy Spirit has not gone through them, all these things, my brother, my sister, you are nothing. So now let us turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 13, 2 to 8. First Corinthians 13, 2 to 8. He said, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, see, like this, the faith, the foundation, you have everything, so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. Amen.
Amen.
If you have all these virtues,
and you don't have charity, you are nothing. My brother, this is very, very strong. And though I bestow all my goods and feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt and have no charity, it profiteth me nothing. Now listen, verse 4. It said, charity suffereth long. My brother, we need to suffer long. Amen. In your request, in your prayers, your expectations is not coming. My brother, go through that long suffering. It is part of what? God's way with you. Amen. It is scripture. It's only that what you must be very careful is that you are on the right line. Make sure. Because he said, then somewhere in Peter he said, let us not suffer because of our sins. But when you suffer because for his sake, blessed are you. Amen. He said, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Oh, my brother, my sister, envy. I believe it is not here. But I know it is so much in the Pentecost, some places that they say they have Christians. And it's more especially in the women. They look at dresses and begin to envy. And if you have a wife like that, it's a problem. Because he goes to the way how they are dressing. Cannot even buy even one cloth. Envy. She will force you so that the chop money you have to use it for to buy the clothes for her. My brother, my sister, watch it closely. I see some brothers laughing. Amen. Sisters, don't trouble. The men, there are not so much. Because if I tell you, this is my suit, is almost getting to 10 years. I'm still wearing it. Amen. Huh? The same. I have a black dress, if you've been watching me closely. I wear it almost every day to church. Huh? But the sisters, but it's not here. God bless you.
Amen.
It's not here. That kind of envy. Because of that, they want to change clothes every day. Oh, no, sir. God bless you, my sisters. Amen. Remain that way. That's the kind of house God wants to live in. Amen. Not the worldly things, but the beauty which is inside, not the outside. God bless you for that. Amen. So, he said, charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. You see, trying to raise up yourself. Oh, my brother. If you raise up yourself, God will bring you down. But come down and let God what raises you up.
Amen.
Amen. That is the word of God. It is that it's not puffed up. Always looking down upon people. Puffed up. See? You feel that you are better than other people. My brother, kill that spirit.
Right.
My sister, kill that spirit.
Amen.
Amen. It doesn't behave. Does not behave itself unseemingly. See? Always be what? Be humble.
Amen.
Let that humility be in your life. Amen. He said, it seeketh not her own selfishness. See? Selfishness. It's not easily provoked. Oh, do him everything. Do everything to her. She will never be angry.
Amen.
He will never be angry.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit is what? It's what is controlling him. It's the Holy Spirit that is controlling her. Amen. He said, it thinketh no evil. That is one thing. Thinketh no evil. That one, nobody sees it. It's inside you. But God sees it.
Yeah, that's right.
See? You're always thinking what? Some evil for your brother, your sister. But it's not here. I believe it. I want to hear amen.
Amen.
It's not here.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, we will never think evil. If you think evil for your brother, it is like what? You have killed him.
That's right.
Because Jesus Christ was saying, he said, you have heard of old that you shouldn't kill. But I want to tell you, even if you are angry with your brother, you've killed him. That is what? The spiritual side. Amen. He said, rejoiceth not in iniquity. See, you know that the thing is wrong, but yet you are doing it. That's iniquity. You know very well that this thing is not right, but yet you are doing it. Oh, my brother, my sister. But that's what? It rejoices in the truth.
Amen.
And so my sister today, my brother today, if you know God has spoken to you, rejoice in the truth.
Yeah.
Not taking that today you've heard something.
Amen.
Let it be part of your life.
Right.
Believe it, my sister.
Amen.
Believe it, my brother.
Amen.
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 Because charity, oh, it rejoices in truth. And after tonight, this afternoon, when we stand up, I want to see the joy in everybody.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Means, oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
Oh, you have received the truth. He said, it bears all things, no matter the burden that will come. The hindrances, you know, it will bear it. The pain, it will bear it. She will
Amen.
Bear it.
Amen.
Amen. And it believeth all things.
Amen.
Hopeth all things. And endureth all things. Oh, charity. Never fail.
Amen.
It will never fail, my brother. It will never fail you, my sister. Just believe it. Amen.
Amen.
My brother is just like a car. You've got all the mechanics. Give it back. You've got all the mechanics set up. Amen. If there is no dynamics, the car is what? It's just a white elephant.
That's right.
See? If you don't put what? Fuel.
That's right.
Which will spark the fire. The car is what? Is a. So if you have all this without, that's the mechanic, if you have the mechanics and there are no dynamics, the car stands at one place.
True.
Praise the Lord. It needs what? The dynamics. Amen. So, the prophet is saying that these things, let us watch it closely. Because the devil also, is that the devil has people who can boast all these seven qualities.
Amen.
Amen. And the prophet was saying that it is what, you know, there are true and false of everything.
Amen.
There are true and false of everything. And he said, there are two spirits. He said, in the last days, we'll be so close.
Amen.
See? My brother, we are seated here. But maybe if you find yourself in the negative of any of these things, my brother, today, just surrender
Amen.
Unto the Lord. Because the prophet said, it is here, the two spirits is here.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, it is what? It is religious.
Mm.
See? It is religious. They are always close.
Amen.
Amen. We are talking about ourselves now. It's always what? Close. Jacob and Esau, they were what? They were twins. So close. And Esau was what? More godly. Amen.
Right.
He was more godly. But because he was not seeking what? The power of the Holy Spirit. The birthright. He rejected it. All his what? Godliness. And everything was what? Was nothing. Amen. All his godliness. He was taking care of his father. He was doing everything. He looked to be what? The better of the two. But he rejected the Holy Spirit. Amen. But Jacob, he took it. And he found favor in the sight of God. So they are always close. Abel and Cain, they were also twins. So close. One of them a true believer, the other one a false believer, an unbeliever. Jesus and Judas, they were in the same church. Let's watch these things, my brother. The wheat and the tares, all in the same ground. Receiving the same sunshine. The same rains coming upon them. All praising God. But one is wheat, one is tares. Let's watch it, my brother, my sister. If it is not here, the word of God will not be saying it. Get yourself out of it. And stay right with God. Oh, God, richly bless you for saying amen. Amen. Let it be so. Amen means let it be so. Amen. Amen. So now we are looking at it. We are coming to a close. But my brother, the prophet is saying something here. Amen. We have come to what? The manifestation of the sons of God. We must. That is where we are now. The manifestation of what? Of the sons of God. Read something from Romans 8:19. There are some people that are waiting for us, my brother. There are people that are with all the big, big prophets and all those people that are gone, who held God in faith. Amen. Could you imagine that they are waiting for you? They are waiting on us. The manifestation of the sons of God. He said, for the endless expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. My brother, they are waiting. That was what John saw when the fifth seal was opened. He said he saw under it what? Those who were killed, who stood for Christ. And they shouted and said, oh Lord, when? When? Will you avenge us for the people that are on earth? He said, hold on a little. There are some that are yet to come. It's you and me, my brother, my sister. And so what? He said, white robes were given unto them to wait for a while for the manifestation of what? Of the sons of God in this our age. Because this is the last age, my brother. Let's hear something from him. He said, tell me, the prophet said, tell me, my brother, tell me, my sister, when was the time that the sons of God was ever to be manifest outside this time now? Tell me. Amen. This is the time the word of God has come to its fullness. It has gone through what? The justification, amen, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now it is what? The word, amen, for the bride. Amen. The gathering of the bride. Amen. The sons of God. Amen. Amen. The prophet is asking, said, tell me when? All the days. From right from the Old Testament was the true manifestation of the sons of God by the word of God. It was started in what? It started in the church, which started in the day of Pentecost. Yes, amen, it was there. But still, it was waiting for you and me. Amen. And the church went almost into darkness. The church went almost to darkness. But God said he will restore. Amen. All the years that the palmer worm, the canker worm, the caterpillars, and the locusts have eaten, I will restore. And today we are in the time of restoration. My brother, my sister, Malachi 3:1, John the Baptist, his message. What did Isaiah say? He said it to what? It to, if even that message is to what? Is to bring down all mountains, fill all valleys, make straight a way in the desert. Amen. Preparing ye the way. Look at stronger message. Preparing people. Amen. And ours, what is it? A restoration.
Amen.
Taking us back to the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
This is a time for the manifestation of the sons of God. The message we are hearing today, my brother, it should change us.
Amen.
To become the sons of God. That's the manifestation we need to portray. There are people waiting for us, my brother. He said, it had to wait. He said, okay, listen. He said, all down through the Old Testament, before the atonement was made, before the Holy Ghost was ever poured out, before all, there couldn't have been a manifestation. It had to wait till this time. It had to wait till this time. I'm reading from Adoption 4. That's to wait till this time. Now all things have been brought, coming, shaping up onto the headstone as love. Shaping onto what? The headstone. To the manifestation of the sons of God coming back. The Spirit of God coming into men so perfectly. Until their ministry, listen, until their ministry will be so close like Christ. Our ministry will be so close like Christ till it will join him and his church together. Amen. He said, and now, right into the time of the coming of the headstone, the church has got to be so perfectly like Christ. The church got to be perfectly like what? Like Christ. The headstone, because the headstone has come upon. Amen. We need, brother, you need the headstone.
Amen.
I was saying the other Friday, if you build a house and you put all the lintels and you don't roof it, what will happen? It will stay for some time. It will what? It will erode.
That's right.
Amen. When you roof it, and I was asking Sister Julie, whether you will live in a house where there is no roof. Oh, if you say no, then you want God to live in a house where there is no roof, the capstone. My brother, we need a capstone in our lives.
Amen.
We need the what? The headstone.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit,
amen,
which is the love of God. To come and take his place. Come and take his place over us. Then the prophet said, it's no more you.
Amen.
But Christ in your life. Said he will become your head. And you will be what? The legs.
Amen.
And so the head will be directing your legs.
Amen.
Go here. Do this. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The time for the manifestation of the sons of God. Let our lives, oh God, let our lives be proving it, my sister. He said, we've got a ministry coming that's just like the life of Christ. What does that ministry identify? The coming of the Lord. Our lives must prove that there is what? Coming the Lord.
That's right.
Just like what? The flashing red light of his coming. He said at the railway station, you see people who are traveling. And you see people who are what? Just leisuring. The people who are traveling, when they hear, when the arm comes down and the red light starts flashing, what do you see? They take their baggages and stand by what? Stand by the dock, waiting for what? To get into what? That train and the gospel train is coming, my brother. The red light is flashing. Get yourself ready. Show that what? You are ready to travel. Those who are not traveling, you see them what? Standing somewhere just what? Discussing their own matters. But you see those who are traveling.
Amen.
That manifestation, we need it in our life.
Amen.
He said the ministry that we have is what? Is what? The coming of the Lord. And so let our life prove that there is coming something. Amen.
Amen.
And let me quote just the last something what the prophet was saying here. He said, it was preached in 1960. He said, look at it in the world today. And watch. What? Khrushchev. Do you know Khrushchev? Khrushchev was what? President of Russia. And during 1960, he was threatening the whole world. He said, so he was quoting him. Khrushchev saying, you see, all these other things, all other great things, the great worldwide conflicts right at hand now could go to powder. The whole world can go to powder at any second, you see. And now is the same Russia. It is not Khrushchev. That day it was Khrushchev. Today is what? Putin. Amen. And it's the same word, Russia. And the prophet said, watch Russia. Amen. The prophet was talking about Khrushchev that day when he was doing everything to threaten the world. And it was the same Russia. And today is Putin. Amen. Just creating tension. Any small thing, my brother, it will spark off. Look at people in their guarding their base with a gate, and then people come and also stand at the other side, and they will be watching one another. Huh? Brother, they told them disarm. He said, we won't disarm. It's a dangerous situation, my brother.
Right.
Where are you? Are you in the Lord? He said, but remember, Christ comes for his church before that happens.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Christ comes for his church before that happens. And will you be one of them? Amen.
Amen.
My brother, we need a capstone.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if you don't have the capstone, all these other things that you may have, it is what? He said, it is nothing.
Amen.
It will profit you nothing.
Amen.
Amen. How many believe? How many love the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, glory be to you. And may the Lord bless you for his word. Musicians, will you come? And let us thank the Lord for his word.
Amen.
God bless you.
Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and cleanse this thirsting of my soul.
Oh, hallelujah.
Bread of heaven,
feed me till I want no more.
Fill my cup,
fill it up,
and make me whole.
Testing of my soul,
bread of life, feed me till I want no more. Is my cup fill it up and make it whole.
Make your cup ready, make your cup ready, because we are going to pray. Go on, my brother. Go on. Let your cup be ready.
He's
here to fill it for you. And your cup is your heart. Just open it. As we are going to pray, just speak to him.
Oh, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord.
That's your heart. Lift up your heart.
Up and make me whole.
towards you, O God, this
come
morning, this afternoon.
This
come and quench, Lord, the testing of my soul. Oh, come and take everything that is not right in our lives, Lord. Oh, we want to surrender, Lord, unto you. Brother, my sister, he said, lift up your cup. Your cup is your heart. Lift up your heart unto him. The Lord, here is it to God. Fill it for me. Quench every thirst, Lord. Take away everything that is not desirable, Lord. Oh, Lord, search into my heart. I want my heart, oh Lord, to be clean. I want my heart to be spotless, without wrinkle. I want a holy heart, Lord. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. I need a headstone, Lord. Here is my heart, Lord. I open unto you. Come and live in, Lord. That I will need nothing of this world anymore. That my will be lost in you. My desires will be what, Lord, you desire me to be. Father, help me. I'm weak, but thou art strong. Help me, Lord. I have weaknesses in my life, Lord. But this morning I've heard your word, and I surrender. There are hindrances, Lord, that overshadows my faith, Lord. Today, help me to overcome. To believe that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. That whatever, Lord, I've given unto you, whatever I place before you, you are more than able, Lord, to give unto me. What is your desire this morning? My sister, what's your desire? My brother, what's your desire? Lift up your cup unto him. Lift up your heart unto him. Pray. Just tell the Lord something. Tell the Lord something. Tell the Lord something. If you are weak, tell him that, Lord, I'm weak. Confess to him. If you can't overcome, tell him, Lord, help me to overcome. And confirm your faith to him. Confirm it this morning. Confirm to him that, Lord, I believe that in my situation, you will surely, Lord, meet me according to your riches in glory. I believe it. Tell the Lord that I believe it, Lord. Because I look to the patience of Moses, the patience of Abraham. I'm looking at it. That you are the same God of Moses, the same God of Abraham. As you did for others, you do the same also for me. I believe it, Lord. Father, I've lifted up my cup, my heart. I've opened, the doors are open, Lord. Come, come, come and live in, O Lord. Make me your dwelling place. Come that, Lord, you will reflect in my life. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my God. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We are singing once again, the same song once. Brother Wilmore, come and close us in prayer.
Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Is my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole.
Father, we lift our hearts to you, Lord. Father, it says, Lord, seek and you shall find.
Amen.
It says in your word, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after Amen. Righteousness. Lord, oh God, when we look back in our lives, when we were dead in sins and trespasses, we were not even looking for you, Lord. And you came to us, Lord.
Yes.
Father, you put a hunger and a desire in our hearts, Father, that we may be like you, O God. And Father, this afternoon we come, Lord, having read from your scriptures that even though I may have faith, Lord, even though I may move mountains, even though I may understand all mysteries, Lord, but if I have not love, I am
yes,
nothing.
Yes, Lord,
but
yes,
even
Lord.
Though I may understand the hidden things, Lord,
yes, Lord,
even though I may give all that I have to feed the
yes,
poor, Lord,
Lord,
it would profit me nothing
yes,
if I have not love.
Yes, Lord,
Lord, we are desiring for that love this
Amen.
Afternoon. Oh God, Father, you said, come and ask and I will give you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We are coming this afternoon, Lord, with our hearts open to you, O God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, you said you would not turn away, Lord, O God, a broken heart and a contrite spirit.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord Jesus.
Father, turn not your people away this afternoon
yes, Lord.
As we come seeking for the blessing of your love in our lives,
Amen.
Lord. Fill us with so much love, Lord, that Father, envy would become a foreign word
yes,
in our
Lord
lives,
Jesus.
Lord. Fill us with so much love, Lord, that Father, O God, the things that are not of your kingdom would
yes,
never
Lord.
Be mentioned among
Amen.
Your people. They would never manifest, Lord, but that only kindness, Lord,
Amen.
Would manifest. Lord, only, Lord, love would manifest
oh,
amongst
hallelujah.
Us, Lord. Father, use us, O God, as we open our hearts to your word.
Yes, Lord,
we receive it, Lord. Father, not only as knowledge, but let it turn into life
Amen.
In us, Lord. That as we live from here, Father, O God, we would not be like a cash machine that is not without money,
yes.
but that, Lord, as the people would come near us, Lord, they would be filled with love.
Oh,
Lord, as they would come near us, Lord, desiring
hallelujah.
Healing, they will be healed, Lord.
Amen.
Father, for there is much need amongst your people,
yes,
Lord, even as we read the request, Lord, of our sister, of how her father is sick at this hour.
Yes.
Lord, oh God, you are still God. You are still healing, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you have not changed. It is us, Lord, that have changed. But we pray, Father, that there be healing virtue, Lord. That,
Amen.
Father, this afternoon, as they would speak with their Father, Lord, that you would stretch thine hand and heal him from where he is.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
That they may know that you are still a living God.
Amen.
I pray, Father, for every situation, any lack that may be among your children.
Yes, Lord.
Father, may you vindicate thy word again in our lives,
yes,
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Father, and provide for the needs of your children. children.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, Father, if there be any here, Lord, that are seeking for work, that you would open doors for them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, if any, Lord, are seeking, Lord, for wisdom,
yes, Lord,
for
Jesus.
Thy Spirit to fill them.
Amen.
Oh, God, you are still giving, Lord. Father, you will promise that whosoever will, let him come.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We come this afternoon, Lord, seeking for that which we desire in our lives,
Amen.
Lord. We pray, Father, for our brother Maxwell. You be with him and bless him, Lord, for his ministry. Continue to use him, Lord. Father, I would remember our brethren that have traveled.
Yes,
may you watch
Lord
over
Jesus.
Them, Lord.
Yes, yes,
oh, God, we commit them to you, Lord.
Amen.
That their stay there may be of benefit to the people that
yes,
are in that
Lord.
Land. Oh, use them, Father, for your glory.
Amen.
Father, give them a good journey back, Lord. And we pray even for the next service, Lord, as we would
Amen.
Meet on Wednesday.
Yes.
We pray that you be with us, Father.
Amen.
Be with us, Father, as we leave this place. We pray, Father, that you would guide us.
Yes.
You would lead us, Lord. You would help us, Father, to continue meditating upon this word.
Yes,
for you tell us, Lord, that, Father, we should meditate upon all these things
yes,
that are good, Lord.
Amen.
Help us, Father. May you put that hunger in us. Lord,
yes,
not to not to accept, Lord, Father, something that is anything less than what has been preached,
Amen.
But that, Father, we must wait with patience,
yes, Lord,
for your promise to manifest in our lives.
Amen.
We commit ourselves now to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Glory to bless you, brother. Give us something to rejoice upon. Amen. Oh, let us rejoice in his name. As we
Oh, wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me.
Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is here. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh, wonderful,
wonderful,
oh, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh, my heart, since today, sings for joy and gladness. Jesus saves, satisfies, punishments my sadness. Good is gone, peace is mine, it's like to a river. Jesus is a wonderful, my mighty river. Wonderful, oh, Jesus is to me. Oh, Counselor,
greet your brother, greet your sister. Embrace him. Embrace him.
Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame.
Oh,
wonderful is
my Redeemer, praise
his name.
Oh, wonderful.
Now I'm free.
It's the main
Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is he.
Shadow, I will abide.
storms of life come sweeping over me in that rock. I will hide in that rock. I will hide in his shadow. I will abide when the storms of life come sweeping over me in that rock. I will hide.